1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Keep up on the day's news, talk, and sports on Wisconsin's home for locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by General Steel.
I'm Matt Piper in New York. We have just learned that at least 12 people are hurt after a possible tornado in the Norman, Oklahoma area. No one has died. Officials, though, say the extent of damage will likely not be known until daylight. Joshua Melton lives in Oklahoma City, where it appears the tornado also tore through.
All of a sudden, it like felt like a bomb hit outside or something. The whole house kind of shifted and the garage moved. And the next thing I know, it was gone. It was done, like 3 seconds flat.
CBS News meteorologist David Parkinson says things could get dangerous across the Midwest today.
We could be seeing some damaging wind and maybe even a couple of tornadoes in portions of Indiana, Ohio, and Illinois. And then this turns into a snow threat for the Northeast and New England as we go into Tuesday.
Tens of thousands of homes and businesses are still in the dark in major cities like Los Angeles and Detroit after storms over the past few days there. Four crew members will have to wait a bit longer to get to the International Space Station.
On his 2 minutes,
this
30
is the
seconds.
LD on countdown one. Hold, hold, hold. We are standing down due to a T-TAB ground issue.
Correspondent Peter King tells us why engineers called off the launch from the Kennedy Space Center.
SpaceX says flight controllers saw a problem with the ground control system that lights the Falcon 9 rocket engines.
5.100 launch scrub.
This is the first last-minute scrub for SpaceX since it started flying station crews.
And we have just learned the next launch attempt is Thursday at 12:34 a.m. Eastern Time. CBS's Catherine Herridge reports another government agency says it's plausible that COVID may have leaked from a Chinese lab.
Two sources familiar with the U.S. government investigation tell CBS News the Department of Energy has low confidence in the finding, though it's not clear whether that reflects weak data or a limited amount of information.
Dozens of migrants, including children, have died off the coast of Italy. Correspondent Jerika Duncan.
Their overcrowded and wooden fishing boat hit rocky reefs and broke apart. The ship sailed from Turkey with migrants primarily from Afghanistan and Pakistan. A Turkish man believed to be a smuggler who piloted the boat is now in police custody.
The unlikely movie hit Everything Everywhere All at Once wins top prize for Best Ensemble at the Screen Actors Guild Awards. Jamie Lee Curtis, along with Michelle Yeoh, won individual acting awards for the film.
Thank you for giving me a seat at the table because so many of us need this. We want to be seen, we want to be heard, and tonight you have shown us that it is possible.
The award streamed on Netflix. This is CBS News.
Business owners, General Steel can help save you thousands by owning your own custom-designed buildings. Call 888-98-STEEL or visit generalsteel.com.
It's not easy being the one everyone counts on to keep your operation running, no matter the weather or supply chain hiccup. But we get you, Raymond in Buffalo, Maria in Miami, and Jules in Troy. Taking control of everything that's under your control. At Grainger, we're here for you with high-quality supplies for every industry, plus real-time product availability and access to experts ready to help. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Chase loves soccer.
I'm Chase Greer, and I'm 12 years old.
And his dream is to turn pro. That's why Chase and his family make sure he's always having fun and squeezing out his best with Go-Go Squeeze.
Okay, buddy, let's break for a Go-Go Squeeze.
Go-Go Squeeze fruit-on-the-go pouches are a nutritious snack made from 100% fruit with no sugar added.
That's my boy!
Because when you nurture your kids, you squeeze out the best in them. Squeeze out the best with Go-Go Squeeze. Not a low-calorie food. Products range from 11 to 13 grams of sugar and 60 to 70 calories per serving.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bride.
J.R. Radcliffe is coming back to the show. The timeline of Brett Favre's involvement in a welfare scam in Mississippi.
Brett Favre's camp has denied all wrongdoing. Like, he really feels like he did nothing wrong. So I guess he's a little burned by that.
Celebrating all things Wisconsin. As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bride. Weekdays 11 to 2 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
I didn't ask to be thrown in the streets with nowhere to go.
I just can't.
I didn't think I'd survive.
But I did ask for help, and Covenant House was there for me.
1 in 10 young adults will experience a form of homelessness this year. For these kids who didn't ask to be put in this unthinkable situation, Covenant House is there.
Covenant House helped me break the cycle of homelessness in my family. They gave me the love that I needed.
Over 2,000 young people will sleep safely in a Covenant House bed tonight. When youth who are experiencing homelessness have a hot meal, a safe place to sleep, medical care, and love, they can overcome heartbreaking challenges and have a brighter future.
They just really genuinely just wanted to help me succeed, and I'm succeeding. I'm a speaker, I'm an author. Covenant House really helped me and really helped mold me into the woman I am today.
If you or someone you love is asking for help, go to safeplacetosleep.org today.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. A winter storm warning begins at 6 a.m. this morning and continues until 6 p.m. this evening. Cloudy skies today with mixed precipitation likely. Highs around 34. Easterly winds 15 to 20 miles per hour. 23 tonight, chance of snow. About an inch of snow today through tonight with another dusting Wednesday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 27.
From the home of NASCAR's Dick Trickle, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM, your news, talk, and sports station.
Well, Marjorie Taylor Greene was on Tucker Carlson's show last night, and she said that this war in Ukraine is against Russia. This war against Russia, the Chiron below the two of them, Tucker and Margie, was all of the money spent in Ukraine could be spent here helping the American people. Putin must be smiling. On the line with us is our old buddy, the investigative reporter, Greg Pallast. He's a journalist, author, filmmaker. His latest film, Vigilante, Georgia's Vote Suppression Hitman, produced by Martin Sheen and George DiCaprio, narrated by Rosario Dawson. And you can watch it for, I believe you can watch it free over at gregpallast.com. Greg_Pallast on Twitter. Greg, welcome back to the program. You've been doing a deep dive into Putin's pronouncements. I don't know if you caught it this morning that Medvedev just came out and said, and I quote, this is why it's so important to achieve all the goals of the special military operation, to push back the borders that threaten our country as far as possible, even if they are the borders of Poland.
Yes. Well, by the way, greetings from Switzerland.
Thank you.
If you go to BuzzFlash or GregPallast.com for the updates, you can read the article, Putin's Mein Kampf, An Invasion Foretold. Look, this guy wrote, you know, what we have, Marjorie Taylor Greene, Silvio Berlusconi, the Italian fascist, Marie Le Pen, Tucker Carlson, the rest of the gang, and a few, unfortunately, a couple of people on the left have gotten the idea that that the problem here is that NATO provoked Russia, and that justified NATO's expansion, provoked Russia and justified this invasion. That's complete nonsense. But the important thing is, what is the reason? Putin actually wrote a 6,800 word essay, a monster, on why he was going to seize and take over all of Ukraine. And it's he put that out in June of 2021. We should have been ready for this because he did it all. And there's not one single mention of NATO. There's only a slight mention of NATO positive, believe it or not. So what's going on here? What's going on, Putin is trying to become Putin the Great, not restore the Soviet Union, but to restore an imaginary empire that was founded in the 10th century, called the Kievan Rus Empire, and that Russia, Ukraine, and Belarus are one great and single Slavic nation. The problem was, it didn't happen. Who did rule that area from Kiev? Moscow was just a tiny.
Greg, your audio
back,
is
that single.
Your audio is coming and going. I don't know if there's anything you can do on your end to fix
okay,
that.
Okay, can you hear this now? Can you hear this now?
Yes, I can.
Okay.
Just let me recap what we missed and what I think you were saying, which is that You know, Putin has been saying that Ukraine and Russia are all part of one ancient Slavic empire going back to the 10th century. But in fact, that was not Slavic. It was the Norwegians and the Swedes who controlled that territory. And pick it up from there, if I have that right.
Yeah. So he has this fever dream. Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Okay. He has this fever dream of history that there was this great Slavic empire and that it was a crime that Ukraine was taken away from the Ruski Mir, the Russian world. And by the way, he doesn't blame NATO. He blames the Bolsheviks. He blames Lenin and the rest because, you know, Ukraine has never, ever in history been a part of Russia. That's a complete misunderstanding that Putin has been very successful in selling. In fact, the Bolsheviks and the always recognized the independent nation of Ukraine, and it had its own seat since the founding of the United Nations. And so there was no such thing. But he wants to recreate this single nation, become Vlad the Great.
Yeah.
And he explains that in this 21-page essay. Are you still hearing me?
I am, and spot on. And I've been saying on this program for months now that he's basically trying to become Catherine the Great. And you know, now I'm no student of Russian history. Apparently, you have become one here. And is that what's going on? I mean, he's looking back at the people who consolidated empire and thinking that this is his legacy before he. I mean, the guy's 70 years old. He seems to have health problems. This is the world he wants to leave.
Well, but it's not just any world. It's not just creating a larger Russian Slavic empire that had never existed. The second casus belli, the second reason for invading Ukraine, is to restore the supremacy of the Muscovite Russian Orthodox Church. You have to understand there's a schism. The Ukrainian Orthodox Church is split away. And of course, you've got the Greeks, and he's no friend of the Catholics or Muslims either. So he has decided that his main aim is to restore the power of Kirill, who is the source of his own political power. Putin is nothing without the patriarch Kirill in Moscow. And Kirill has lost grip of Ukraine. So the idea is to bring back Russian values and the Russian Orthodox Church values. And he is not concerned about cruise missiles from Poland. He's not concerned. What he's concerned about is homosexuals from NATO. That's one of the big things. If you read his writings, it's all about the under traditional Russian family. Kirill is absolutely overwhelmed, as is Putin. They're completely absorbed with the idea that that there is this transgender mixing of sexes in the West, which is poisoning and undermining the traditional Russian culture. And that's what he's very concerned about. He's a religious man, and he's really very much the handmaiden. He is not the power in Russia. Kirill, the head of the Orthodox Church there, is, and the split away of the Ukrainians, not only religiously, but culturally, is a threat.
Yeah,
and that's the threat that they are trying to crush.
I think most Americans have no idea that there's, you know, completely separate from Catholicism, there are these little Orthodox churches around the world that are kind of their own little separate universes with their own equivalents of a papacy. You got the Greek Orthodox Church, you've got the Ukrainian Orthodox Church, you've got the Russian Orthodox Church, you've got the Egyptian Orthodox Church called the Coptics, that I'm very familiar with.
You're a minister, I understand.
I was, in the 70s.
Yes.
And so you've got these kind of dueling Orthodox churches, and the Russian Orthodox Church thinks that they should control the Ukrainian Orthodox Church, and there was a lot of kind of mixing for a while there, and now the Ukrainian Orthodox Church is saying no, we're our own thing,
right?
And so Kirill is like, what was the name of the guy who was the Romanov family's religious advisor?
I think it was. I better be careful.
Rasputin.
Nemtsov, but I better.
It was Rasputin. Wasn't it?
But
Yeah, I think Kirill
Rasputin. Yes.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
But
Kirill is like Rasputin. He's whispering in the ear of the emperor, essentially. Greg, I've
well understand
you.
That Putin has no power without Kirill. You know, this is okay. Let's try it this way.
Yeah. No, I've got you.
Kirill, can you hear me now?
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Okay. So.
I think it's just our connection is fading in and out. And we're just going to have to deal with it. We've got another minute or so. So,
Putin has no power
without Kirill. Kirill is the guy who controls
the churches.
Okay,
so what's important here, very important to understand, is I'm stunned at even members of who are concerned about pronouns. And in Russia, there is a pogrom against LGBT community. And they are very concerned that this Western poison is coming through Ukraine into Russia. And that's all laid out in Putin's long essays. This is very, very important. You have to understand that they see this as a cultural attack on Russia. It's not a military attack. They're not concerned about, again, the cruise missiles. As you know, that's the latest thing of NATO moving in. In fact, they're more concerned about losing the resources in Putin's essay. He has no objection to NATO. His objection is to Ukraine joining the European Union, where he will lose Ukraine's resources. He makes that explicit. So understand, this is about creating a single Russia-controlled pseudo-Slavic nation, which will also have at its core control by the Muscovite patriarch Kirill. And that's at the center of it. And so it has nothing to do. It really has nothing to do with the expanded
right. And
that
and
has
large,
never been.
And a large part Putin's of it is his campaign against gay people and trans, gay and lesbians and in particular against trans people. And in that regard, maybe that accounts for why Marjorie Taylor Greene and Tucker Carlson are promoting Putin's propaganda last night on Fox News. It's all about hating on the queer community.
Right, and that's. Yes, and that's a core issue, and it is not about NATO expansion. In fact, in his 7,000-word essay, he doesn't mention NATO expansion a single time as a threat to Russia.
Right.
There is no. This is something he picked up actually from the fascists in the West, like Le Pen and Berlusconi.
Right. And this was
so again, if you want to read
invasion.
The whole story about, I call it his Mein Kampf.
Right, and this was published a whole year before
his
invasion.
He put it out in June 2021.
Right.
And he made it very clear that unless this was handled, he was going to take over Ukraine. It's right in there.
Yeah.
He says the once and future single Ruski Mir empire, which he was going to restore. And the purpose of the restoration was for restoring this spiritual cleanliness and especially removing the threat of what he calls the satanic mixing of the genders.
Wow! This is just absolutely breathtaking, and everybody should read this. I mean, and you can find Greg's piece over at BuzzFlash.com right now, and presumably at GregPalace.com. Greg,
it's up at GregPalace.com. I say anyone that wants to talk about what's happening in Russia should stop talking about expansion NATO and read Putin's own words, his own Mein Kampf.
There you go. Amen. 18 minutes. Thank you, Greg. Thank you so much.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
18 minutes past the hour. It's Anything Goes Friday. I've got a few things to share with you, and I'll be picking up your phone calls right after this.
Old car sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help. They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. Remember, they will come pick it up for free and give you a tax donation receipt. Call right now at 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435. That's 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435.
There's a software solution to every business need, and Capterra.com can help you find yours. Whether you're a startup looking to keep better track of customers, a nonprofit hoping to have a record fundraising year, or a business that simply needs better payroll software, Capterra's got you covered. Capterra has over 400 categories of business software for you to choose from. Anything from email marketing to scheduling to accounting and beyond. Capterra makes it easy to find what you're looking for, with thousands of ratings and reviews from actual software users just like you. Best of all, using Capterra is absolutely free. Capterra connects you with the business software that will help you do what you do better. Visit Capterra.com today and join the millions of people who use Capterra. That's Capterra, C-A-P-T-E-R-R-A.com, Capterra.com.
How can Chris be so relaxed when his big interview is today? Because he searched jobs on Glassdoor.com. Out of millions of listings, he filtered by distance and salary to find the job that was right for him. He researched the company on Glassdoor, too. He read employee reviews. He knows they have great medical, even free donut Fridays. So he has nothing to worry about and everything to look forward to. Glassdoor. Find the job that fits your life. Go to Glassdoor.com or download the app today.
Howdy, folks. Colonel Sanders from KFC here with some real news. My delicious world-famous original recipe fried chicken is available at a KFC near you. It has been and will be until the end of time. No matter what's happening in the world, you can trust that my original recipe chicken is always made with 11 herbs and spices. Many unnamed sources agree. It's delicious. Get it in a KFC $10 chicken share and enjoy it with a friend. KFC, it's still finger-licking good. Limited time offer at participating KFCs. Prices may vary. Tax and substitutions extra.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.875%, APR 4.05%. But choosing the right mortgage lender means choosing much more than just a rate. Let me ask you, does calling the company with the best client service in America, with 11 J.D. Power Awards to prove it, matter? Does calling the company that invented Rocket Mortgage, the industry's most innovative, client-focused technology, matter? Does calling the company with 17,000-plus team members who are helping to rebuild the great cities of Detroit and Cleveland matter? Of course it matters. No wonder our clients have made Quicken Loans America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com for the best mortgage experience on earth. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com. Hey, when you go to the bathroom, you always close the door behind you, right? I mean, you don't want random passersby looking in on you. So why would you let people look in on you when you go online? Your online privacy is important. That's why I've been using ExpressVPN for almost a decade, and you should too. Using the internet without a VPN is like going to the bathroom and not closing the door. I mean, your internet service provider knows every single website you visit. You can thank, by the way, Donald Trump for that. They also can sell this information to tech giants, another thing you can thank Trump for, who then use your data to target you. ExpressVPN creates a secure tunnel between your device and the internet, so your online activity can't be seen by anyone. It works on phones, laptops, even routers, so everyone who shares your Wi-Fi is protected. And all you have to do is just fire up the ExpressVPN app and click one button. It's as easy as closing the bathroom door. Get an extra 3 months of ExpressVPN free by going to expressvpn.com/Tom, T-H-O-M. That's expressvpn.com/Tom for 3 extra months free. And welcome back. A couple of quick stories here I wanted to just fly by you. First of all, my op-ed today over at Hartman Report com is about, is titled, "Are Republicans Facing a Branding Crisis?" And it's sparked quite a conversation. I've got, let's see here, let me refresh the page, and we got 26 comments already. I'm just over there, you know. And what I'm saying here is that the Democrats used to, first of all, that branding is built into our DNA, right? This is how the ability to look at something and immediately understand its meaning and its personal meaning, whether it's something is a threat to us or whether it's supportive of us, is something that's deep in our DNA that goes back to when, because humans are the apex predators of the planet, and we're one of the few predators that also preys on its own species, that, you know, we had to be able to identify that's that tribe, this is my tribe, that kind of thing, back, you know, for millions of years of human and pre-human history. So this is wired into us, this brand recognition thing. And the Democrats had a solid brand from the 1930s right up until the 1960s. And that solid brand, although it was just like the Republican brand throughout that time, was largely devoted to white people in the United States. It was nonetheless, we're the party of the working people. And the Republicans' brand was, we're the party of Wall Street and the rich fat cats. Then in the 60s, two major changes happened. The first was that the Democratic Party adopted, with the Voting Rights Act and the Civil Rights Act, adopted a racially inclusive, perspective. The Republicans didn't. The Republicans did the exact opposite. They said, we're the party of the white people. This was Nixon and Reagan's Southern strategy. So, number one, that happened. And then number two, when Reagan went to war against the unions, Bill Clinton's response to that, because, you know, the unions used to be the major funder of the Democratic Party, his response was neoliberalism, which really hurt the Democratic Party's brand. And so for about 30 years, the Democratic Party was not branding itself. So the Republican Party jumped in and did it for them with Rush Limbaugh, you know, and talking about feminazis and all kinds of stuff, and how the NBA should be called the National Thug Association, and just, you know, trying to tie the Democratic Party to their inclusiveness, but in ways that made it look like they were anti-white. And so my suggestion is that, number one, the Republican brand is in big trouble right now, and Democrats need to be exploiting that. And number two, the Democrats need to be strengthening their own brand of, we are the party of the working people, only inclusively. We are the party of faith, only inclusively. We are the party of a strong national defense. Democratic presidents won the first two world wars, you know, the only two world wars. We need to get back to that, too, to all of this, and I think that it's possible.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
You can read it all at HartmanReport.com. We'll be right back.
Do you have a car sitting around you want to get rid of? Then here's a great idea. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Yes, one fast call to the Veteran Car Donation Program and we'll come and remove your car for free. Fast, free towing, and 24-hour response. You can donate most cars, trucks, or SUVs in most conditions. The proceeds raised goes to help active military, veterans, and their families, and you get a tax deduction. All you need to do is make this free call. Get rid of that old car and help the vets. We make it easy. Make this free call now and book your fast and easy pickup. Call the Veteran Donation Program now. Donate your car and help veterans and their families.
Pride.
Left corner, three in the way. Got it.
Excellence.
Yes, it counts. And a foul.
Commitment.
Drops the hammer. Thank you and good night.
For Badgers, they're not just words. They're words to live by.
It's over. Let's have a party, Badger Nation.
This is your radio home for the Badgers.
Catch all the Badgers men's basketball action in the Big Ten this year right here on WFHR, locally grown radio, your home for Wisconsin sports.
I'm looking at the phone lines. I'm seeing some familiar faces. I want to remind you, Gina Beauclair.
Well, welcome back,
mad. I really miss him. We've been missing getting woke every morning, but now we'll get woke in the afternoon.
What's mine to Andrew of Detroit?
Professor, it's so nice you're back. We missed you during your vacation, and I'm very happy to be in your class for the semester.
Thanks a lot for calling in. I appreciate all my callers.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
Chris Domine is a husband and a father. Chris is an athlete. Chris is even an Iron Man. But 10 years ago, Chris was facing a very different story because his kidneys were failing.
Basically, the doctor said, if you don't get a kidney transplant and if you don't do dialysis, you are going to die.
Fortunately, Chris received a second chance at life, made possible by an organ donor.
You know, your well-being changes from loss of hope to better times ahead.
More than 100 million people in America are registered organ, eye, and tissue donors. People of every age and ethnicity, because they believe it's the right thing to do. Imagine what you can make possible by leaving behind the gift of life. Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
This time next week, I'll be sick in bed with West Nile virus, thanks to a mosquito bite right in front of my house.
In 8 minutes, my daughter will be in an ambulance, having an asthma attack triggered by cockroaches.
I'm going to be bitten by a tick today. I won't even know it until Lyme disease turns my life upside down.
Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org. A public service message from the National Pest Management Association and the CDC.
Right arm, right leg.
Left leg, left arm.
Both legs above the knee.
Both legs, part of my left hand.
Lost both my legs in Iraq.
These 9/11 veterans are just a few of the heroes we serve at Homes for Our Troops. For nearly 2,000 severely injured veterans, everyday life has become filled with barriers. So we build specially adapted homes with features like wheelchair access, roll-in showers, and pull-down cabinets that allow them to function independently and focus on their recovery and family. This life-changing gift of freedom is provided mortgage-free to these veterans, thanks to our donors and supporters. But we need you to join us, too, in completing this important mission. Please visit hfotusa.org and help build homes and rebuild lives.
Let it slip, it comfort, talk to doctor now and share.
Nearly 1 in 2 U.S. adults have high blood pressure. That's why it's important to self-monitor your blood pressure in 4 easy-to-remember steps. It starts with a monitor. Be next to talk to your doctor about your blood pressure numbers. Get down with your blood pressure. Self-monitoring is power. Visit ManagerBP.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, the American Heart Association, and the American Medical Association, in partnership with the Office of Minority Health and Health Resources and Services Administration.
From Alexander Field to the Central Business District, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. A winter storm warning begins at 6 a.m. this morning and continues until 6 p.m. this evening. Cloudy skies today with mixed precipitation likely. Highs around 34. Easterly winds 15 to 20 miles per hour. 23 tonight, chance of snow. About 1 inch of snow today through tonight with another dusting Wednesday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 27.
Get it, watch it soar. We'll clean the oceans and make the world a better place. Oh,
she can stem, so can you.
Find a cure.
Invent something new.
There's no challenge in the world that she can't face. She can stem.
Learn more at She Can Stem. A message brought to you by the Ad Council.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Share the Tom Hartman program with your friends. Our podcast, The Hartman Report, is absolutely free and available wherever fine podcasts are available. And the entire 3-hour podcast is available over at tomhartman.com. I get a great night's sleep one after another thanks to my Cozy Earth bedding. Louise, too. These are the softest sheets you will ever find. If you can imagine silk and cotton combined, that's what they feel like to us. Cozy Earth was founded to help transform lives by offering the softest, most luxurious, and responsibly sourced bedding in the world. Cozy Earth uses only luxury materials, such as the finest premium viscose made from highly sustainable bamboo. No wonder Cozy Earth is the brand that made Oprah's favorite things 5 years in a row. And Cozy Earth bedding, which comes in six awesome colors, is super soft, lightweight, and temperature regulating, so you sleep more comfortably year-round. Whether it's their luxury sheets, their loungewear, their pajamas, or their plush bath towels, you'll love shopping at Cozy Earth. Plus, Cozy Earth bedding comes in a beautiful reusable canvas tote. So get cozy now. Hurry, I can get you 35% off on Cozy Earth. Go to CozyEarth.com, enter my promo code Tom, T-H-O-M, and you will save 35%. That's CozyEarth.com, promo code Tom, T-H-O-M, CozyEarth.com. And welcome back. Ron DeSantis has a new education bill that was just released yesterday, and it is as bad as you might imagine. The bill would ban diversity statements. It would make tenure and faculty hiring committees meaningless. It would centralize the control of core curriculum and mission statements in the hands of DeSantis political appointees. And it would ban gender studies majors. It would basically end academic freedom, shared governance, and university independence in Florida public colleges. I mean, this is just amazing. DeSantis toadies, political toadies, he puts in charge of these universities, like the guy, for example, he just put Christopher Rufo. He's the guy who literally invented the whole critical race theory hysteria. He's the guy who, I mean, for months he was pounding on this, and finally Fox News picked it up and started putting him on the air, claiming that, you know, teaching black history was actually critical race theory, and therefore it's a big dangerous thing because nobody knew what critical race theory was at the time. And he's now on the board of trustees of the new college in Florida. Ron DeSantis put him there along with five other right-wing cranks, including the architect of the campaign against critical race theory, the superintendent of a religious charter school, a dean from Hillsdale College, which is one of the hardcore right-wing fundamentalist schools, a private Christian school, and a viciously transphobic president of a conservative think tank. These are the people that DeSantis is putting, you know, and public colleges, basically. We're going to unwoke these people. It's just incredible. All righty, let's pick up your phone calls here. It's Anything Goes Friday after all. Norm in Tampa. Hey, Norm, what's on your mind today?
Hey, how you doing, Tom?
Good, what's
you
up?
Know, first of all, DeSantis is what's on my mind. Mm-hmm. Guy's an absolute idiot, okay?
Hang on just a second here, Norm. This is a guy who graduated with honors from both Harvard and Yale and has a law degree. I mean, he's not an idiot. He's slick.
And doesn't know history. He doesn't know history. Florida,
I think he does.
Is black history. When you go to look at the development of Florida, first of all, the first thing you have to do is change St. Augustine. Okay, St. Augustine is a black saint. His mother was St. Monica. There's a whole museum down here called Fort Mosaic that talks about the history of Florida. So you have to change that. The second thing is that whole settlement, black folk, there was a free black settlement here, 1783 at Fort Mosaic, the Fort Mosaic settlement. State of Florida maintains that whole settlement. It deals with black folk being freed, and what the problem was with Florida was the Carolinas, that the blacks would escape from the Carolinas to come to Florida through the Southern Underground Railroad and end up in Fort Mosaic. Pull this up. This is all a part of Florida history, and Florida maintains the museum. The whole civil rights movement, Robert B. Haling, dentist, starts in St. Augustine with the St. Augustine demonstration. Andrew Young shows up, C.T. Vivian shows up, Martin Luther King show up. Talk about this. I asked Ambassador Young about this in Atlanta, and when Reverend Vivian was alive in 2016, they were at the National Dental Association. We gave them an award. They talked about Robert B. Haling, how the civil rights starts with Florida. And more importantly, they used to lynch. They despised. I'm talking about George Washington and Ben Franklin despised Italians, and they used to lynch Italians like they would lynch black. It's just the same as they lynch black people in the through New Orleans. Check the Seventh Ward about the lynching of the Italian merchants in New Orleans and in New Jersey and stuff. So if it wasn't for civil rights, his people would be he would be hanging from a tree. So this is the guy that the problem with DeSantis is. We fail to understand history. Black history in terms of the relationship between Spain and Cuba, all that's all a part of that whole area of St. Augustine. The Seminole Wars deal is about a war, about the fight with these plantation owners trying to get into Florida and stuff. That's a part of black history. So when DeSantis comes in, I'm going to eliminate black history. He's eliminating. He might as well go on and eliminate all the Spanish history that was here. He might as well go on and eliminate his history. And most importantly, we're really talking about Italy, being Italian. So I've been to that area where the Moors and those areas had occupied. That area, and they had been for thousands of years, and the Italians and the Africans had been communicating and trading with each other for centuries and stuff.
Right. Probably millennia.
This guy is an idiot.
Yeah. I don't think he's an idiot, Norm. I think
our history.
If you can cut history off at its source, you can change. You know, it's the old saying. You know, whoever controls history controls. You know, if you control the past, you control the future.
Right.
I think that was Hitler said that, or Goebbels.
See, Fort Mosay. This Fort Mosay is maintained by the state of Florida. Now, there's a lady who runs that fort that runs a tour, civil rights tour. In the state of Florida, her name is Bernadette Reeves. Contact Bernadette Reeves.
Yeah, Norm, your phone just croaked. I don't know what happened, but we just lost your phone. But Norm, thank you for the call. All well said. John in Louisville. Is it Louisville or Louisville, Kentucky?
Louisville.
Okay. Hey, what's up, John?
Hey, I got a different subject. Did you know that... nationally, the average of a police officer pay is $10 an hour.
Are you sure of that?
Yes, sir. I am sure of that. Huh. Nationally.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's $10
there's
an hour.
Over 30,000 police departments in the United States, and probably the majority of them are in small towns, and they probably don't pay very well. Yeah. I can't validate that number, but I'll accept it for purposes of discussion. Where are you going with it?
Well, the data obtained by ABC News from 24 municipal police departments revealed that officer pay is poor in minority African American northern cities. The wider and the further south, the average annual payroll officer pay ranges from $23,000 to nearly $70,000. In towns and urban, so basically, what they're saying, a new police officer probably make about, they say the average, want to hit the middle, about $17 an hour.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm thinking that the Democrats need to run on raising police pay so they can get more quality officers, so they can, act better on the streets. Now,
broadly, I'm with you, John. I think we need national standards for policing. Every other developed country in the world has national standards for policing. I believe every other. I could be wrong, but I believe so.
And it has to start with pay.
You
see what I'm saying?
Yeah, absolutely.
It has to start with
pay
money
and education.
Because,
you tie them together. Absolutely.
And I'm saying this before I went in the military and retired. I was a police officer. I was only making about $11.25 an hour.
Mm.
And that was back in the early 90s.
Yeah.
So what I'm saying is if they can put that on their platform, that they want to have police associations and all of this stuff, if they can put them on a national level and give them more money, we have better quality police work.
Yeah, I agree. John, we're repeating ourselves, but I completely agree with you. Thank you. Jerry in Ontario, California. Hey, Jerry, what's on your mind today?
Yes, Tom, I want to talk about our peace tree that we talked about before, the incense cedar.
Mm-hmm.
This, since I was a little kid, you know, first thing when I was 5 years old, went to get a load of redwood plywood through the giant sequoias or the giant coastal sequoias. So I always thought about this man's tree, and there's no women's tree. Well, this incense cedar, the incense acts like a salt in a desert plant. It retains moisture, so you could grow them from Washington to Mexico, just in the higher elevations above where the fires would burn them out in the lower elevations in these canyons. So when they take them out of these canyons, they took these huge trees out, they all washed down these canyons.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, in New Zealand, you can go to this, a relative of this tree, and you can go to those canyons that all got washed out and look where the trees were. Mm-hmm. That held these canyons together. Anyway, this before 1591, this thing that's on YouTube, mm-hmm. is a 3-hour program. The first one talks about her and the Iroquois Federation and how they made peace. And this woman, there's a lot of paintings and stuff done of her that was this first leader of the Iroquois Federation.
Yeah.
Where that this tree could represent the women as the sequoia represents man. And these seeds could be sent all over the world.
Yeah.
It's not brain surgery.
Yeah, okay, Jerry, fascinating stuff. I didn't know about that, you know, the details of that particular type of cedar tree. It is, 14 minutes before the hour, 46 minutes past the hour. We'll be right back with more of your calls on Anything Goes Friday.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Hey, it's the place where smart people get their news. We'll be back with more of your calls in just a moment. Explore the mighty Mississippi River with American Cruise Lines. On this amazing journey, you'll discover Civil War history you've only read about, savor delicious Cajun cuisine in New Orleans, and experience the roots of rock and roll firsthand in Memphis aboard the newest fleet of American riverboats. Relax on your private balcony, taking in the scenery as the crew provides the highest level of personalized service. Request your free cruise guide today at AmericanCruiseLines.com. That's AmericanCruiseLines.com. Every weekday, I write a new original article about one of the critical issues of our day and publish it on our website, HartmanReport.com. I write these entirely by myself, so you're getting my unvarnished thoughts on national and world events. There's no advertising, and you can get them every single weekday in your email at no charge whatsoever. Or just read them for free with no ads by going to HartmanReport.com. I cover topics from climate to Congress to politics to the law, as well as social and health issues. You can find it all at HartmanReport.com. Hi, Tom Hartman here. My Hidden History series includes 10 timely and paramount books that break down some of the biggest issues of today. The first is The Hidden History of Guns and the Second Amendment, where I look at the real history of guns in America, had to do with slave patrols, and what we can do to limit both their lethal impact and the power of the NRA. The next is The Hidden History of the Supreme Court and the Betrayal of America, where I lay out how Ronald Reagan and Richard Nixon both committed treason to become president just to put right-wingers on the Supreme Court and how the Supreme Court paid them back. The third is The Hidden History of the War on Voting, Who Stole Your Vote and How to Get It Back, where we look at how Hillary Clinton actually won the last election and common sense things that people can do to reclaim their rights to vote. Coming this fall is The Hidden History of Monopolies, How Big Business Destroyed the American Dream. And next spring, you'll see The Hidden History of Oligarchy, The Rise of the Hard Right. That's the Hidden History series by yours truly, Tom Hartman, available wherever fine books are sold. Hey, my new book, The Hidden History of the War on Voting, Who Stole Your Vote and How to Get It Back, is arriving in bookstores on February 10th. I cover how the heartbeat of democracy depends on the vote. This book goes in depth on the racist legacy of our vote and the unique struggles of women and Native Americans. In part two, there's a deep dive into the economic royalists' modern war on voting. And part three is the solutions, how we get out there and get active. Pre-order now at any fine bookstore. I'm also on the road with a book tour for The Hidden History of Voting. Join me on Monday, February 17th in San Francisco for the Berkeley Arts and Letters Series. On Wednesday, February 19th at Town Hall, Seattle. Sunday, February 23rd for the Blue State Ball in Minneapolis. On Friday, February 28th at Powell's in Portland. And Sunday, March 1st in Chicago. More information is available at TomHartmann.com. This book is the third in the series after The Hidden History of Guns and the Second Amendment and The Hidden History of the Supreme Court and the Betrayal of America. Order your copy now, The Hidden History of the War on Voting.
In the foreword to Tom Hartmann's book, The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late, renowned author Joseph Chilton Pierce writes,
"To discover brilliant, innovative, creative, and original thinking is one of life's rare privileges. To discover that such a thinker has focused on the most critical of all issues facing our species is encouraging. Because The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight is a seminal work offering a viewpoint original yet ancient, I see our situation today in a new light, and because of the scope and depth of this work, I find it inspiring as well as disturbing. I rather exhausted superlative in praise of Tom Hartmann's book, The Prophet's Way, which I rightly called the most important book I've ever read. But now I find the sequel calling for equal praise, since the issue here addresses the whole of our species, and indeed all species."
The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late by Tom Hartmann, in bookstores everywhere.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. Do you know the importance of a high-protein diet for your dog? Dogs are omnivores, and so it's imperative that they get enough protein in every meal. Many of your mass-produced dog foods, especially the dry dog foods, may lack those essential proteins and the healthy fats that your dog needs for optimal health. Introducing Dynavite's Meal Booster. This is a freeze-dried meal topper that is loaded with protein and omegas. You just sprinkle it on top of your pet's food for a delicious taste packed with essential nutrients that can help support a healthy skin and coat, gut health, and your pet's immune system. Our dogs Blue and Chewy get all the nutrients they need to be healthier and full of life with Dynavite as a meal topper, and they love this stuff. They go nuts for it. Dynavite is so, as do our cats. Dynavite is so confident that your pet will benefit from their products, they offer a 90-day risk-free trial on your first purchase. So you have nothing to lose. Just go to Dynavite.com today. That's Dinovite.com. Dynavite.com. Terms apply. See the site for details. And welcome back. Picking up your calls here on Anything Goes Friday. George in Cripple Creek, Virginia. Hey, George, how are you today? What's on your mind?
Hey, Tom. How are you doing? Interesting talk with your guest, Paulus, but, you know, Dmitry Medvedev is threatening to, you know, rearrange Poland's border with Ukraine. Well, perhaps you ought to look back on 1920 when Lenin, Stalin, and Trotsky sent the so-called 100,000-man invincible Red Army to liquidate Poland, as Stalin put it, but the Poles completely routed the Red Army and sent it back to skedaddling back to Mother Russia.
Really? I had no idea about that history, George. That's fascinating.
Yeah, and then, you know, another interesting side, like, you know, Putin's first name, Vladimir, in Russian has interesting meaning. Vladi is the imperative for the Russian word to verb to rule, and Mir is the world. So you think he's taking his first name too literally?
So his name literally means the man who rules the world?
Yeah, Vladi is to rule and Mir the world.
Wow. I think he is. Yeah, I think he is.
Take his first name too literally.
That's fascinating. Now, George,
I think he's going to have a comeuppance, like I say, you know. If he tries anything, Poland was fighting completely alone in 1920, but now they'd have the whole of NATO behind them.
Yeah, absolutely, and the same thing in 1939 as well. So I'm curious, George, you know, when you first started calling into the program, you identified yourself as a conservative, and I kind of made a mental note that you were a reasonable guy and You know, always take your calls.
I'm not like DeSantis.
No, I get it. I totally get it. But as a conservative, I'm assuming you have friends who are Republicans and conservatives. I'm just curious how, you know, how is this Marjorie Taylor Greene going on Tucker Carlson last night and saying, and I mean, it was frankly bonkers.
Oh, you mean the national divorce?
Well, no. She went on there, and I'm looking for the YouTubes here. The first one is there's a chyron under the two of them that says another $10 billion for the Ukrainian pimp. And Tucker Carlson refers to Zelensky as a pimp.
And then the other one is there's this chyron
at the bottom during their interview that says all of the money spent in Ukraine could be spent here helping the American people. Is this a growing thing with Republicans taking Putin's side? I never thought I would live. My father was fanatically anti-Soviet. A good Eisenhower Republican. I never thought I'd live to see the day that Republicans were supporting, an autocratic Russia.
Yeah, me either. I spent 3 years in the army and 20 some odd years with no such agent, otherwise known as NSA. Fighting the Bolsheviks and monitoring Russian military communications, and I never side with anybody like Putin.
Yeah. But are your friends starting to change their opinions? I mean, is this Tucker Carlson pro-Putin crusade starting to have an effect among Republicans?
Not that I know. We have a total of about 33 people here in Cripple Creek, so okay. I was talking with other people is kind of limited, but no, none of them are falling for that as far as I know.
I was just curious. George, always nice to hear from you. Thank you so much for the call.
Hey, here. Keep it up, Tom.
Good talking to you. Thank you. Richard in Huntsville, Texas. Hey, Richard, what's on your mind today?
Just read a fascinating book, and I got it from the same place I got you, in Pacifica, KPFT here in Houston. Dean Becker was interviewing the author, a man by the name of Richard Van Wickler, and the name of the book is Freedom's Guardian. And, man, it confirmed what I've been saying for years now, is that I'm referring to Tyre Nichols here now. I'm surprised this hasn't been sought after or exposed more than it has, although it has some. And here's where I'm going with this, Tom, is a bully's worst fear is to be bullied.
Yeah, their bullying is so preemptive. It's to conceal their weakness.
Right. Well, if I'm not going to be bullied, I'm going to be the bullier. Right. That way, I won't be bullied.
Exactly.
So, who are they going to bully? Now, first place, I know what I'm talking about because I've been around, and I don't even want to go there right now. I'll be glad to tell you later today. But cops are bullies. Most of them are bullies. I'm sorry. And that's what this book goes into. That's what I mean by it confirmed it.
Yeah.
So those five cops that killed this man, murdered this Tyre Nichols. They weren't racist. They were bullies.
Yeah.
And who are you going to bully the most? You're going to bully the people that are most vulnerable in society. The people that society already looks down on. The people that society gives you a green light to abuse already.
Yep.
You know, black, brown, gay, etc. And that's what happened.
Yep.
You know, it was racism. But it was indirectly racism.
I'm completely with you, Richard. Give us the title of the book again. I'm pretty sure I've got a copy of it around here someplace.
Freedom's Guardian.
That's right.
And it's awesome. I just finished it.
Yeah.
Freedom's Guardian.
I'll check it out.
Oh,
Richard,
my God.
Richard, thank you. Thank you for the call. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Hey, Pack Rat. Yeah, you. Are you moving cross-country and you just don't know who to call? Call us right now. Listen, you've probably seen one of our containers in your neighborhood. But did you know that we can help you move anywhere in the United States? It's real simple. We'll drop a container off at the location you tell us to bring it to. You pack up your valuable possessions at your leisure. They stay safe right in your home. And when you're ready, call us. We'll come and pick up the container and give you a scheduled date of when your furniture and the other possessions will be at your new home. So if you're moving across country or across town, be a pack rat. Join the pack rat family. Call Pack Rat right now for your free quote. See y'all later, pack rats.
800-334-5468. 800-334-5468.
My friend Teddy almost set his house on fire. He used a counterfeit, you know, a fake wall charger. He had to go to the hospital.
My big sister Jenna's face turned bright red. She was just showing people online how to use a new cream. She still has the scars.
My brother's friend Billy had to jump off his motor scooter when it caught fire. He fell and got hit by a car. He broke his leg, blew his chances to play basketball in college.
My BFF Chloe was riding her bike and hit a ditch. Her helmet broke in two. Now, she has a brain injury.
There is a cost to buying cheap. Do you want to pay the price?
Real products are tested for safety. Protect yourself. Don't fall for fake products.
Visit ncpc.org/goforreal. Brought to you by the National Crime Prevention Council and the United States Patent and Trademark Office.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.